Your one-stop geek programming headquarters. You're listening to Rant Radio.
Right. So I go see Star Wars Episode 2, Attack of the Clones, Clones, down at my local movie theater. Everyone's happy. We're all going to go see it. Opening night, use my 2-for-1 coupon, managed to get in there with the wife and only paid $13 in order to see this film. And we walk in there and they play the movie. And let's all be real, guys. Let's all take a good, honest fucking look. The movie sucked ass. It was fucking terrible. No, it was great. It was the unedited shaman, the ongoing attack of the tyrants. No. You've lost all critical perspective. Take a big step back. Watch it again. Oh! Wait, it was a piece of shit. It had a hurting love story. Come on, with the Sound of Music field shit going on, what is going on, George? You dropped the ball. Well, I like it better than Episode 1. No, you crackhead. You would like anything better than Episode 1. As long as there's a lightsaber on there, you'd be a fucking Inuit. Jerking off. Oh, George wrote it. George, your script sucked ass. Take a lesson from Yoda. Special effects does not the movie make. It's true. It's fucking true. You can't just have nothing but special effects. Yeah, the last half hour of the film was more and more and more ass-pounding special effects. It was cool, don't get me wrong. I like the special effects, but come on, Pokemon Yoda scrapping it out with Christopher fucking Lee? Christopher Lee? At least you got the casting going on, but give me a break. George, you dropped the ball, man. Episode 2 sucked. Bag. Let's all just admit it, okay? Come on, I feel bad too. I got friends with tattoos and shit, okay? But the fact remains, Episode 2 was fucking terrible. The acting was horrible. Boba Fett, son of... What the fuck? How does that work? My name's Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man. I was a latchkey kid, just like the rest of my generation. I never had much going on. I only avoided my parents because they were so fucked up. And then as the time passed, I got my hands on a computer. And after I got the computer for a while, it began to get a little stronger. Began to realize what was going on and what was happening. And after that, I began to realize that there's more freaks out there than there were normal people. And after all the normal people kind of realized that there's more freaks than them, then they started getting afraid. So then I started talking to these guys and organizing them in large sections and groups and counterculture movements. And now I get to spew my guts out all over the radio every fucking week at Monday night, because my name is Sean Kennedy and I am the fucking man.
You're about to listen to the Sean Kennedy Show on Rant Radio. Email your opinions to theman@rantradio.com or to Samarian at info@rantradio.com. And now, here's the man.
Hey, welcome to the Sean Kennedy Show. I sure as fuck hope we're broadcasting because I don't seem to be able to move the mouse on the monitor. I think it has something to do with...
Catch us in the archives.
Catch us in the archives. Are we off the air right now?
I don't know. This computer seems to, freeze for
I think it has something,
2 minutes at a time.
It doesn't like the fact that we have the show interview, the show format,
yes,
on the other computer. I think that's the problem. It doesn't like that.
I don't know about that. We've done that every show.
Yeah, but you've reconfigured shit, so everything's gone completely sideways.
It's all crazy.
It's all so horribly, horribly fucking wrong. So let's just see if I can go from memory. This is the Sean Kennedy Show, episode 19. Tonight's episode,
you can look at mine.
Basis is virtual reality. And can we, are they hearing us out there? Can they hear us?
No, probably not. No.
Is there a way we can tell? Why don't we go to the IRC and see if they
Yeah, we can tell. Well, they're going, dead stream.
Are they going dead stream?
Oh, that they are, yep.
Oh, so we're offline?
We're back to the Rant Radio stream of... You know, broadcasting industrial music 24 hours a day.
Oh, are we? We've gone back to that, have we? Okay, yep. Well, let's see if we can fix what the fuck's going on.
As soon as this computer gets going again.
Maybe we should forcibly reboot this computer.
Yeah, we did that before. Oh, look at that.
There it is. Okay, I bet you can try to scroll down. It's going to tell you to lick the egg.
Yeah, it's going to. It's going to say, you're off the air.
No, with the Word program, I think it's the
Word
program.
Oh, probably. But let's get back on the air first.
Yeah, let's do that. Getting on the air is a good thing. Hello, air. Hello? Hello, is this the internet? Are we reaching?
Are we reaching the internet?
Are we reaching? We're not connected on that stream. Hello, you have not clicked the connect me button.
There, both streams.
There we go. Both streams are going now. Very sorry. We continue on with the Sean Kennedy Show. Hi there!
So you missed the big announcement. Too bad.
Yeah, too bad. And that's it for the show tonight.
Thanks for
make sure that you're free to broadcast. Okay, how's it going? Hey, welcome to the show, episode number 19. You are free to broadcast the show in any way, shape, or form that you see fit. Hopefully you motherfuckers got the rant that I just did. That would be very, very nice. And the computer just locked again. This is fucking job, baby. Loving this shit. This is some good stuff. Well, you know, eventually, if people were to send us some money, we'd be able to buy a fucking computer that doesn't suck ass. As opposed to this computer, which does, in fact.
Does suck ass.
Suck ass. I'm thinking what we should do. Is there a way
reboot
that we can shut down other shit? What's that?
Want to reboot it?
I'm thinking we should. Want to reboot?
Your serial numbers of all your equipment in the house.
Yeah, everything and, there, and your lamps, it checks that. That's good. You know, you gotta have that.
Remotely reads your CDs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, fuck yeah. You know, and if you break the law, it comes out and beats you up with a bat. It actually comes out of the computer. I remember a guy who got the fuck kicked out of my Windows XP CD, actually. The thing flew around his house like that disc from I Come in Peace and was cutting throats and
shit. I Come in Peace.
I Come in Peace. That was a great film. That was a great film. I don't fuck what anyone says. Any film that has a Calico M950 in it? Yeah, baby.
Yeah,
let's talk about
it's a good film, then.
Cylindrical drum feed. That's what I'm all about here. God damn it.
Somebody said, just listen to the archive. Calm down.
Just everyone's all like, Sam, take your time. You're slowly getting a fan base. Look at that. You get your own Magic the Gathering card. Everybody loves Sam. Sam, take your time. Sam, just take it easy. Do it right. Do it once. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay, Sam. Don't worry. Don't worry. We're going to leave the IRC down because I don't need the IRC because I can just read off Sam's IRC just to keep that shit. How much...
Scotty's gonna have to take over. Sean is dying. You okay? You there?
Are we up?
Almost.
Hello.
The 24K people can hear us now.
Anyway, so hello. Hello, are we on?
Hello.
Hello? Hello?
24K people can hear us.
24K people? Hello, you two, 128. Why don't we leave that up so we can see what is broadcasting?
Yes, and that's
hopefully
all we'll keep up.
I'm going to read the fucking format off of your screen. I'm going to read everything else off your screen. We're going to do everything off of your fucking screen.
This week.
Yes.
Okay.
You won't need to worry about next week because you won't be here because you're fucking fired!
Fired.
It's welcome to the Sean Kennedy Show, episode number 19. Tonight's topic is virtual reality. This is the Sean Kennedy Show. Hopefully you heard the rant and some of the intro and shit like that. If not, oh well, fuck you. You're going to have to go through the archives. You can download all of the shows in the archives. Actually, what you do is go to the Rant Radio website, www.rantradio.com. Go to Sean SKTFM Show Archives. In there, you can download all the logs, everything you need to make sure that you have your complete SKTFM listening pleasure.
Get your fix.
Don't worry about XP turning you in for listening because you're free to distribute this show in any program you see fit. You're able to give it out. Copy it. Give it to people you don't know. Stitch it on the inside of your eyelids. Hand it out. Put it in I Come in PCDs and then fire them out at people's
throats. Compress it so badly it fits on a floppy.
Yeah, that's right. Just fucking do the crazy shit. Do like DJ O'Drive and make remixes of it. I don't care. Actually, that's very, very fat when people do that. Magic the Gathering cards. That was like the coolest shit we've had happen in a while from
our lives. Time. Oh, that's
very
awesome.
Very cool. You're free to distribute this broadcast any way you see fit. That's the bottom line. But let's talk to the people who are really important, the people who made it to the IRC tonight. If you want to get into the IRC, what you have to do is you have to go to the what, Sim?
You have to either download an IRC client and go to the other side servers in the Rant Radio channel, or go to the webpage and click on www.rantradio.com and click on chat. And you can start chatting.
That's right. And
all the other 16-year-old girls.
You're able to do your thing. You're able
do
to
do that thing.
To do that thing. Are we still broadcasting?
Yeah. Everyone see, there? Bouncing. If that stops bouncing,
if
we stop broadcasting.
If the ball stops bouncing, people fucking die. Alrighty then. In the IRC tonight, we have Abadoobie, African Love Turtle, and his mom. This is African Love Turtle. Alien Binary, Oral Sex, Botweiler, who liked episode 2. Case, Klein Com, Countersink, Crow T Robot, Dr. Zodiac, Disturbed, Decker Case, Frozen Fox, Gizmo, Gorka, Griffin, Hybrid Theory, Info, Luke K16, Lashek, Lentium, Mr. Echo, No Deal, Necos, Neckos.
Neckos.
It's like toes with a K. Neckos.
Necktoes.
Necktoes. Neuralize. Neuralize 2. Sir Dark Soab. Son of King Retarded.
So fucking retarded.
So fucking retarded. Ah, see, Sparky. Spitzcuff. Dowd A. Cheese. Tarwar. Special shouts to Tarwar and everybody else who's wandering around the prairies with swords. The Bug. Treeling. Trotsky's Ghost. Trunk Monkey. Urbanite Type X. Wildcard. Zandad. Zootroy. GM Martin.
Pyro.
GM Martin, Aberfoil, Cake, AFK, hey man, glad you made it. Ezrek, Journeyman, Pimpimo.
Pimpimo.
Pooh Bear. Hey, Pooh Bear.
Pooh Bear.
Little Satan. Pyra and Tantrix.
What a new ones.
Wow, we got a lot of people here tonight.
That's awesome.
Which means a lot of people have been breaking the first two rules of Fight Club.
Get out now.
No, that's very cool. And the more thing, if you want to do anything to help the show, you want to help the broodcast.
The brood, the alien
infection, please put your entire face in front of the egg. What you want to do is you want to make sure that these people... find out about us.
That's right.
I'm Sean Kenny, the host of the show, your world's first open source celebrity. You can just make me better or worse, because after all, hey, we got to have some kind of an answer for NSYNC. So, tonight's show, we're going to be talking about virtual reality, and if my producer brings back the show format, I'll know what I have to talk about.
Sure. Next. Yeah. What? Oh, there we are.
Okay, if you want to get in touch with the show producer, you can get in touch with him at info@rantradio.com. And if you've got any kind of media or stuff you've made or art or whatever, send it to Sim at info@rantradio.com. Best way to get a hold of him. And if you want to get a hold of me, it's theman@rantradio.com, which is a lot of fun. And I send you a one-line answer, which usually has five or six spelling mistakes in it. Like, thanks, you rock sword. You know, and then SKTFM, you know.
Shoot that through a spell check.
Lots of effort going on there. So the guy who's, just amazing, actually, is Fester D. Penis. And he's doing so. Well, he's working on this really cool thing, which I can't talk about right now. But I want to say a special sorry to Fester D. Penis, because he's been like, I looked at some of his stuff, and he's like a professional 3D graphics guy.
Oh, very
it's
nice.
It's like Industrial Light Magic's like, hey, Sean, we're fans. Can we do shit for you? And I'm like not answering them, you know? So I'd be
like
so it's after a very short period of time, ILM and Fester D. Penis would be like, fuck you, Sean. How about that? How about we tell you to suck our cock, Sean, and we'll charge you thousands of dollars, which is what normally we charge people, which we're willing to do for free. But because you couldn't be bothered to talk to us, you can kiss my ass, clown. So, that's kind of where we're at there. Sorry about that.
I see.
So special stories to...
Sean starts reading his email.
That's right. On tonight's episode, Sean reads some email.
God, there's a lot of pissed off people here.
The drink of the night has been replaced. Yes, that's right. I got an email asking me for my breakfast recipe. So, Sean goes Martha Stewart here on episode 19. Today, we're going to go over the SKTFM Uber Breakfast. Actually, it's really simple. Ideally, to do the Uber breakfast, you need 2 apples, 2 pears, 1 large pineapple. Make sure it's right. You can tell by pulling out those little strands of things on the top of the pineapple. If they come out easy, then it's right. 2 mangoes, 1 cantaloupe melon, 1 lemon, 1 thingy of strawberries. You know, them fucking plastic jobbies. 1 bunch of green grapes, those big plastic bags. Bunch dealies. One of those mini yogurt snack pack clusters. Make sure there's no aspartame in it, because aspartame turns your brain into fucking sponge.
Wow.
Scroll down, please. Scroll down. Thank you. You're going to need a low, wide container so that the weight of the fruit does not crush itself as you store it and mix it. Because believe it or not, I did that the first time. I got like a 5-liter ice cream bucket, loaded up with cut-up fruit, and then it crushed itself. I had like jam. At the top, it was fine. At the bottom, of the thing was like, look at this. It's like fucking, marmalade. So, not so cool. Special note, before you start anything, wash everything. Even the shit with peels. Pesticides will kill you. They're made to kill things.
So make sure you.
Even you. So make sure you get them off the fucking fruit before you eat it. Otherwise, it kind of misses the fucking point. Okay, You cut the apples, pears, pineapple, cantaloupe, and melon into chunks no smaller than 1 sugar cube, but no bigger than 2 sugar cubes put together. These are like normal sugar cubes, not like weird salt-like sugar cubes. Okay, just fucking bear with me here, all right? This doesn't walk with yawn. Then pick all the grapes up and throw them into the mix. Cut the mango and strawberries into small chunks, let's say about half the size of a sugar cube. This is important because it mixes up the flavor. You'll notice that I measure everything by sugar cubes. This is because, I was a latchkey kid and had nothing else to eat in the house.
Except for sugar cubes.
Except for sugar
cubes. That explains a lot.
It does, though, doesn't it? This is important because it mixes up the flavor. Do not actually add sugar cubes to the mix. I'm just using that as a unit of measure. But last but not least, you take a juice of the lemon, and you don't actually put the lemon in there. You just drip the juice of the lemon over top of the whole mix because this acts like a natural fucking preservative.
That's your secret ingredient.
Actually, the secret ingredient is mangoes and pineapple.
Oh, really?
Yeah, mangoes is the shit. Cut the mangoes really fine.
Oh,
mangoes
so
are the shit.
They're so good.
They're so fucking... mangoes are the crack of nature. Okay, divide into big-ass plastic sealable bowls and throw into the fridge. Do not miss this step. You don't use the large, wide one. If you have extras, you put it in there, but you get, like, those little single-serving bowls, those plastic sealable motherfuckers, and divide it up into, like, at least five sealed bowls. Why at least five? Because that way every morning you get up, shit, shower, shave, grab a bowl of fruit and a yogurt. Remember the yogurt? I told you about the yogurt. The fork and a yogurt pack and throw them in your bag before you bolt. Then when you're on transit or you got a second, you can mix the yogurt with the fruit and enjoy.
This makes a lot.
Yeah, incidentally, all that shit there, when I said, like, two melons, that makes, like, fucking 6 days worth. I'm not kidding. That's about $20 worth of shit. You are good to go.
Oh,
Trust me. It is the bomb. It takes about 2 hours to make it all. Do it. Worth your time. You'll feel like, God damn, this is some good food chat. And that's the SKTVM Uber breakfast, which I have every day. It doesn't help me much because I'm still fat. But, oh well.
It's tasty.
In the news today, black ice much? Holy cow. Things that are scaring me for a million. Yes, that's right. Black ice, for those who aren't really aware of it, is a cyberpunk term which comes from the games and probably from the Gibson books as well. Ice means intrusion, countermeasure, electronic, and black means, well, not white or negative. So black ice is really a negative thing that goes out there and strikes you down.
Virus outbreak hits file swappers.
Yeah, the popular file swapping system Kazaa has been hit by a computer virus, other than the virus that actually comes with Kazaa, which you have to remove. A malicious computer program dubbed Benjamin has been found spreads by infection to people who use Kazaa. Computers infected by Benjamin will find an increasing load of swap data and could find large parts of their hard disk taken up by copies of the virus. Wow, can you say corporately made virus? Can you say who's going to make this?
Yeah.
Okay. Who is going to make this program? Is it going to be the hackers who use Kazaa? Or is it going to be the film guys and the RIAA who want to put out something out there to discourage people from swapping the files?
This is very strange because inherently Kazaa blocks these kind of files.
Yes.
So where is it for the stupid people that turn off this blocking by default?
Yeah. So what the fuck's the deal here? I think that's corporate shit. I think, quite honestly, that is very seriously...
That's just retarded.
That's black ice, baby.
Yep.
And...
Watch yourself.
We've only just begun. You're going to see more and more and more of that in the coming weeks. We go back to the show format.
Okay.
Thank you. File swapping violence. No, that's not necessarily made for the corporations. No, not even a little bit. We got some feedback from some listeners. Well, and we're going to read it out here. This is, well, mate, I'm listening to your show over in London, Kickass. As for your NutraSweet show on Nowish, I'm allergic to phenylalanine, neotame, aspartame, NutraSweet, or equals, sucralose, Splenda. Ooh, that sounds nasty. I've never eaten anything named Splenda. I think I fucked it.
I've heard of Splenda.
Splenda's a good...
Have some Splenda.
I think that's going to be an online name at some point. Acusulfame K, Sunnet, Sweet and Safe, sweet one. Cyclamates and saccharin. So I can't eat a lot of sweets. Chips, chewing gum, diet sodas, cordial fruit juices, etc. It's a pitta. Makes me projectile vomit as soon as I have a very tiny amount. They say it's okay. It's better than sugar. It's all the fucking chemicals. For being in London, I avoid British beef. I'm a vegetarian who eats chicken. Good enough. Trademark. Chicken.
Trademark chicken.
So I can relate to your NutraSweet diet show, mate. Keep it coming, Stu. Just another mad Aussie kick around London, George. Good to see ya.
Well, that's good. He's allergic to those. Then he can just avoid them.
Pretty much.
That makes it easy.
Pretty much. Did you miss anything there?
No.
No, you didn't.
I can scroll down slowly rather than page down.
Okay, there we go. Relevant news. Well, what's going on with China? Remember China? China's that big country covered with red. Nobody talks shit about them because, well, they're all kind of scared of China. Well, guess what? China sets a date for the moon. Yes, China's going to the moon. They're going to start mining there. This isn't some strange Art Bell shit. This is legit. This is on the BBC, guys. China says it's planning to establish a base on the moon to exploit its mineral resources. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe the moon is mostly aluminum. Surprisingly, it's huge amounts of fucking aluminum on the moon. Yeah, wicked resources there. Beijing has not yet put a human into space, but they signed to say they expect to do it within 3 years. And China doesn't have these annoying things like lack of funding or safety measures. So, you know, they'll be able to get up there pretty fast. So chief scientist with China's moon exploration program, Aoyang Zhuang, said the country was planning to launch its first space mission to the moon in 2010. So we're talking within the next 7 years, China's going to beat us to the moon.
Yep, there you go. Moonbase.
Oh, yeah.
And hopefully, this is cool because this should get JB off his ass, or GB off his ass.
GB, yeah.
To get us up there. And because let's be real, going to space is very, very important. If we don't all get to space, it's kind of fucking pointless, isn't it?
I was listening to a radio show the other day about just that thing.
Going to space?
About corporations taking over space.
Oh, yeah.
By strip mining all the planets.
Oh, yeah.
And how nobody actually owns space right now by a multination agreement.
Oh, whatever. You know who owns space? The first motherfucker who lands there with a gun. This is mine. No, it's not. But, yes, it is. I win. Thank you. Worked for the Indians, or it'll work on the fucking moon. All right? That's just how it is. You know, and I think, you know what I think we should do is we should send all of the Middle East into the moon. Just all the whole fucking lots of them. That way there can be no homeland dispute. There, you all arrived at the same time. This is yours. This is yours. Questions? Thank you. Of course, somebody would invade somebody because they didn't like their sunk chunk of fucking moon rock or some shit.
I don't like this moon rock. Yours is better.
I don't like this moon rock. Things that piss me off.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Broken link. Oh, no.
It's all okay.
Is it okay?
Yep.
Did you... Wow, we got a California congressman wants to make it a federal crime to rent or sell video games showing violence, prostitution, and drug use to anyone under the age of 17 without parental consent. Now, let's just go back over that. That's a federal crime. Federal crime for playing Postal. Federal crime for playing Half-Life if you're under the age of fucking 17. Federal crime for playing, Hitman. For playing any of those really fucking cool games. Any games, including scenes of, what do they say here? They have decapitation and dismemberment. Just shooting them is okay. Murder. Oh, so murder, decapitation, and dismemberment. Carjackings, illegal drug use, rape. I've never actually seen rape in a video game. Is rape in a video game anywhere? Prostitution. I've never actually, you've got 30 points. You can now spend them on the whore. Assault and other violent crimes.
Violent crimes. To jail for, what is it, renting? Looking?
No, for anything to do with these. Accountant wants to make sure to rent or sell video games showing violent prostitution. Anyone under the age of 17.
So the person in the store that runs the store.
Yeah, he gets
goes
fucked.
To jail.
Yeah, he gets beat down hard. Yeah, that's it. You, please.
Federal prison.
Please insert the federal ass ram into your butt. Yeah, that's pretty much how it works.
Great.
And, it's just a bad scene. It's just a bad scene. I told that last show, didn't I?
You did. So that won't be happening, I guess.
That won't be happening. Okay.
But I don't know if we actually had a link to it or anything.
No, we didn't, but that's okay. No, we're just going to... This is a link to some Fractal music, which is probably the only kind of music we're going to be allowed to have in a little while. Fractal music, for everyone who's not interested, is pretty fucked up. Fractal music, can we hit that website? Can we go there?
So we
can take a look at it. It's music based upon random signatures, okay? Very, you can listen to art. It's kind of fucked up. It's kind of whistler.
Just feed it something and it's...
Music by the numbers. It makes music based upon code and shit like that.
You can feed it a picture, a web page, your brain patterns.
And it makes music based upon that. Because after the, Congress gets their way and they make it so that we can't broadcast on air anymore, that's the only shit you're going to be able to listen to anymore. Even then, you better make sure you're not making music by copyrighted pictures. What's happening with that, Sam? What's the update there?
On the whole music thing?
Yeah.
I haven't checked it out lately, but it's going down tomorrow, I believe, is when they're going in and going to vote on it.
Really?
I've been camping this weekend, so I was going to update myself, but I did not do that.
Did you get any frags?
No, I didn't get any frags.
Oh. Well, that's why I camp.
To go kill things?
Well, yeah. You stay in one location a long time and you usually get...
Hunker down.
Yeah, usually over where ammo keeps appearing, and then you can...
People were playing some Guns N' Roses I really wanted to shoot, but...
Really?
Besides that, no, it was okay.
Wow, I would have logged off that server. I wouldn't have been...
There was like two competing camps to see how many times they could play Eminem's new song over and over again.
Oh,
that
really?
Was great, too.
Yeah.
I like that.
It seems so empty without me. Yeah.
Nothing kills a song better than listening to it all weekend.
Overplay. Yeah, we didn't learn that with Jagged Little Pill at all. No, not at all. No, Alanis Morissette, that first time I heard the album was okay. The 7 billionth time I heard the album, it was getting a little bit scary. Everyone remember our boy Dave Smith, the guy who wrote the Melissa Virus? I did a rant about Dave.
I'm in jail.
Hi, Rant Radio. I'm in jail, and I like it here.
Dave got fucked. Anyone who wants to know a little bit more about David Smith, the guy who wrote the Melissa Virus and wound up getting ass-rammed by our government because of corporate sentencing, you can. There's a page, we just posted it in the IRC, where you can get in touch and find out what's going on. We are friends with Dave. We are not enemies with Dave.
Friends of Dave.
We are friends of Dave. I'm sorry, Dave. And I am fucking sorry. I did a rant about this. It's going to be coming up in the halftime music. And I think the guy got fucked, and I don't think he deserves to be doing 20 months in jail. I think he's paid his price, and I don't think he should be the core political whipping boy. Call it me!
You've got to make an example of him, though,
yeah.
Sean.
Oh, yeah, scorched earth policy all the way, you fucking maggots. So what do? You know, that's kind of what happens. And
yes, Melissa was the name of the stripper at a club he liked to go to.
Yeah, well, God love him, you know. It can't be
dedicated
that,
to virus.
It can't be that bad. It can't be that bad. It's got to be, you know, it could be worse. Could be worse.
Could be.
One guy it is kind of worse for. I got a question I'm going to throw out to the web tonight. This is kind of an interesting question. This guy sent me an email, and I'm going to read it. I got a bit of a problem. My dad has set up an internet. Okay, what's happening is that his dad is running an XP system. He's on Windows 98.
Okay.
Everyone's like, oh, this is so lame. No, shut up. This is practical is what the fuck this is. You're on a Windows 98 system. Buddy's got an XP system. He control when I'm able to connect to the internet and when I can't. So what do? I need to find a way to at least make it so I control as much as he can or turn it back on so to sort of download shit when he doesn't want me to. Essentially, we got a kid here who wants his porn. So here's my first problem. He's running XP right now on his computer. I'm not 100% sure. It is XP. I know for a fact because I checked it out. He keeps, he keeps talking about
it.
I can get into his computer. I can't get onto his computer without me knowing. So we got an XP box. Can't get there without notification. So he's running some kind of proxy. So we need some kind of, probably some kind of tunneling, IP tunneling software that allow a computer inside to get outside. Now I'm thinking there's probably some software out there that's available for these guys who are behind corporate walls.
Oh, you know, quite possibly,
yeah. Where they allow you to send and receive email.
Because XP locks it down pretty close to a Linux style where you have to log in, you only get certain permissions.
That's a very dangerous thing to say on the air. So you're probably going to get some
I said Linux style.
Linux style, yeah. You're going to get mail bombed.
Sorry. I love the penguin.
Are we connected? Because it stopped bouncing.
It stopped bouncing.
What did you do? I didn't do fuck all. I'm just sitting here.
I blame you.
Can I blame you?
It's easiest that way.
Are we off the air again? Are we off the air? That's what I need to know.
Yep.
We are?
Yeah. So
yay.
Just pose that question.
How long have we been off the air?
Since 8:45.
8:45. So 2 minutes.
Yeah, that's
whatever.
Okay.
They
love us.
It's all fucked up like February. Oh, God.
Okay. Oh, God. Now, that's a big skip. That's probably what they're hearing.
Yeah, that's
let's
bad.
Wait for it to bounce again.
Bounce! Why the fuck is that happening?
I don't know.
That's really annoying.
XP's dying on this machine. It's coming to 2000 next week.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's going offline?
Yeah. It's getting rebuilt.
That fucking pisses me off, because, like, you know, these people, it's not what you can do. I guess, well, you'll be there in the archives. You'll be able to hear it in the archives.
That's right.
So, sorry about that.
Oh, interesting.
What's going on?
That's okay.
Your one
stop. Like, the radio station that we're listening to has died.
Is that the problem, you think?
No, I don't think that's the problem. Let's just get another radio station going on here.
Okay, so let's do that.
So we can listen to that. Tell me when that starts bouncing again.
I don't think it's bouncing. I don't think it's going to come back, actually.
This will be a treat for people in the archives. Everyone will have to go download it.
Yeah, they're going to enjoy that shit. You know what's going to happen, though? They're going to stop listening to this show, and then they're going to download the show. Like, why do they even bother listening live? That's what I want to know.
Yeah. So they can hear their names in the IRC, I think.
Is that what it is?
He said my name!
He said my name.
Say my name.
Say it. Don't you look at me. Don't look at me.
Oh, well, I'll just go to a different station then. Blah, on you.
So phooey. I'll change the channel in a good American way. We're such fucking whores. This is bullshit.
I tried to make it better, and what does it do?
You do. Okay, now they can hear us in the archives again. That's a good
happy,
one.
Happy, happy, happy.
Happy, happy, happy. Gotta have the archives. You know, for what it's worth, guys, I'm really sorry. You know? It's not our fault.
What do? We try and make it better.
We try to make it better, you know, but, you know, there it is.
We're doing it all for you.
We are. We're fucking
We'll take a pay cut just for that.
We will. We'll take a pay cut. Did this lock on welcome? We seem to be waiting a while for welcome here. Okay.
Yeah. XP's coming off this.
Yeah, so I think...
going to a nice reliable 2000 until...
XP's
for
been
a while.
Reliable, like.
Not in this one, so it's not like in this
Everything
one.
Went for shit, Sean. Oh, well, what do you do? They're probably going to fucking... We probably lost all of our listeners. Fuck this. We're out of the energy. This is bullshit, man. Fuck
what,
this.
What are we paying for? What is
why
it?
Why am I bothering? You know, why... Why does this have to happen to me? You know, I try really hard to make it a good show, and then shit fucks up, and on and on. Are we back on the
and
air?
On the 128.
The 128.
56K.
56K, and not connected. We have to restart, kick it, and then restart it. No!
24K.
24K is back on the air. We're very sorry. We'd like to blame Windows XP. This pause brought to you by Windows XP, because we installed it on a system, and everything went really, really poorly in the universe, so hopefully we'll be able to try to make it through the rest of the fucking show. It's the smell.
It's the smell.
If there is such a thing. I saw the Matrix 2 preview when I went to go see Star Wars, which is the
coolest. What did you like better, Star Wars or the Matrix 2 preview?
That would be the Matrix 2 preview. But
2
then,
and 3, actually.
But then again, I'm a Matrix slut, so that would kind of explain that.
Oh, yeah.
Can we go back to the show format so I can make a feeble attempt at getting through this program before
the
next
hour? Sure. I'm just going to put on another station.
Because, what, this one sucks?
That one sucks.
That one sucks. Oh, we'll take some random techno over other random techno.
Yes.
Anyway, I don't know how much it... Oh, well, fuck it. They can email me. If you got an answer, if you download this, I'm not going to cover over that because I want to try to make it through this program without any kind of a thing. So in order to, now that you've made it back
when
on the
we
air,
can.
We're going to go to the halftime music just so we can see if we can make it through the halftime music just before we get off the air. So we got a bit of a treat for you guys. We got some new porn on beta, which is going to be going out to the whole world, wide world. And the new porn on beta, and after that is a new rant from me. And then about the Melissa Virus dude, Dave Smith. And after that, we got some old school Ministry, a 12-inch edit, which I don't know if many people have heard, but it's very, very cool. And one of my theme songs. This is one of my theme songs when I was a young lead hacksaw. This is when I was about, Well, just after the album came out, this was like probably if there was a quintessential Sean K theme song, like a song that I would say would be the one that...
This would be it?
This would be it, yeah. This is probably, you know, when I think back... With, yeah, this particular scream, there's
that's
a
where you
scream,
get the scream from.
Yeah, this scream here, this was like a huge part of, like, so if somebody wanted to try to mix me with this song, I'd be fine, but this is like a big one to me. So this is, like, if ever I was going to, had to pick one song that was kind of quintessential to me, SKTFM, I would have to say it was the Just One Fix 12-inch edit by Ministry, which we're going to play next. So here we go, here's Porn on Beta, here on Very Fucked Up, but we're trying to fix it, Rant Radio.
This is a new song. Just sent today that we're trying to get last week. This is called Crystal, and hopefully we'll get it up on the webpage soon. And then the rant, then Ministry.
We'll be right back.
really concerned about a couple things. One of the things I'm really concerned about in recent weeks is corporate sentencing. Yes, corporate sentencing is when corporations and the corporatical decide to dictate what your prison term should be. How about we have this case in point? How about we look at a few examples of this? One of the major examples of this is David Smith. Remember David Smith? He's the guy who wrote the Melissa virus. Oh, I'm sorry. I was actually not really... calling it a virus is a bit much, really. All it was an experiment to see how something would propagate. It never did any damage. You'll never hear about anyone saying, oh, my computer was destroyed by the Melissa virus. Matter of fact, think back. Can you think of anyone who said anything negative about the Melissa virus other than ISPs? No. Why? Because all it did was remail itself. That's it. That's all. Same crime as spam, okay? Fucking dude admitted it. He said he was wrong. He tried to help the law enforcement officials fight other virus writers. He did everything he could, and what did they give him? What did they kill him? Games down to a sentencing. The fucking guy got 20 months in a federal fucking pen, okay? 20 months in jail. Let's put this in perspective. Let's put this in perspective. The guys, well, that's cybercrime, Sean. That's right. We're talking down on cybercrime. Okay, well, just fuck off, all right? The guys from Drink or Die, a Russian ware site that's been pirating wares, okay, since 93, all right? They just cracked down on these guys after nearly a fucking decade. Got 30 months in prison. So you're telling me one guy fucked up once, made a mistake, something got out he didn't mean it to. After doing all this shit, his life has become hell. He's gone through all kinds of shit, and now he's going to do 20 months in the pen, and a dude who's been in the game purposely hiding shit, manipulating, and stealing wares for the last 10 fucking years gets 10 more months than he does? No. That doesn't work. What that is corporate sentencing. That's what happens when corporations want to send a message out to all your internet people out there. They want you to know that, no, you can't be doing this because, well, it's evil. Look what happens. We don't even care. We just have a carte blanche scorched earth policy on anyone who we don't happen to like. It's not what you know. It's what you're licensed to know. This is fucking bullshit. Dave Smith, my heart goes out to you, man. It really does. Yeah, well, he broke the law. Fuck you. We all break the law. I speed, okay? And I'm happy about speeding, all right? And there's not a single fucking person listening to this who doesn't have illegal wares on their computer. We're all fucking criminals. He just happened to cross the line a little bit far. He never damaged anything. Oh, fuck off, Lost Revenue. Okay, if Lost Revenue was a reality, all the kids in the United States could sue the government for them not being doctors because they weren't provided with proper education. Don't feed me that line of shit. David Smith got fucked. He got fucked by for a core political reason, and that's bullshit. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
Thank you.
programming headquarters. You're listening to Rant Radio.
Just in time at the end of that, we got a big fat blue string.
The problem has been detected with Windows. It's been shut down to prevent damage to your computer.
Kernel data input.
Thank God my computer's not damaged.
Holy fuck yeah.
Kernel data in-page error. That's great. If this is the first time you've seen this, stop error screen. Restart your computer.
Oh my God, whatever, fuck. Here we go. Okay, I don't know if anybody's hearing this shit or not. This is all archived. We just had a fucking major serious piece of hardware come down. The usual thing that happens around this time. We see we weren't ready for it. And we came on 128, so you guys are hearing us. Okay, this is some pretty incredible shit. Here's what just happened. The computer, which there's normally in the studio, there's two computers. One computer which we broadcast through, and the other computer where we do all our mixing and all that kind of shit. Okay, so you'll notice that there's no music in the background. So what happened is that our one computer, which normally we do the mixing and we have the stream come in and everything's all looking very, very cool, took a monster shit. Okay, it just said, fuck you, asshole! And XP just said, no, suck my cock, and it's completely, it wouldn't even boot. Then it wouldn't even show up in BIOS on the boot. No, no fixed disk anywhere on the system. Go
no
fuck yourself.
Hard drive.
No hard drive. You suck. Should be destroyed. Let's go to the IRC, see if they're even hearing us. So it's pretty fucking wild shit.
I think they...
I'm hoping you guys can hear us. Can you guys hear us?
Somebody say yes.
Somebody say yeah, it's on. Okay,
Smokey's on the job.
So that's...
Welcome back.
It's pretty amazing, actually, guys. No shit. You know, I talk a lot of shit about Sim. Sim, no shit. That virus went, I went, Dave! And Sim was already in action. He's flying around. He's in the back of the unit. He's pulling shit out, and he's... and I'm like, what are you doing? I'm reversing the stream. And I'm like, that's such a Star Trek response. Holy fuck. So we're actually broadcasting Rant Radio.
It's
down to one broadcast computer here.
That's good we got a backup.
Yeah, it's good we got the backup. So there's a always have a backup.
Yes.
You know.
The only problem is that there's like 50 gigs of MP3s on that I haven't taken off and processed.
Oh, you can get that
off. I know I can get it off. Just please be good. Please be nice. Oh, God.
Oh, server, hear my cry.
Please give us the data we have requested.
Please, server. We have donated much of our time to the internet. Now, we're don't get me started. Okay, tonight's subject was virtual reality. But before we get into that, we're going to talk about the French court and the fines of Scientology.
Because we know they're behind this.
We know those fucking Scientology cocksuckers.
And the RIAA is behind shutting down the music, obviously.
Yeah. Must be. So, if you check that link we just posted in the IRC, you have this shit where French court finds Scientology over data violation. Okay, France is banned fucking, or actually they find Scientology a couple of times. They charge them for fraud and shit like that. So this is yet another example of why Scientology is fucked. You know, you ever notice that, you know, you'll have people calling down Bill Gates and Windows, but there are people who stand up for them. There's no one who stands up for Scientology.
Very, very few. Just kinda a couple actors.
Kind of like people who stand up for drinking cyanide because it will kill you and they don't last very long and they're all crazy.
They went so as far as almost to disband the church, the parish branch.
Oh, they should have. They should have fucking disbanded them. They should have hung them. They should have got all Marie Antoinette. Break out the ladders. We need some more ladders over here.
Rope? You got the rope, Bob?
You got the rope there? Fucking A, man. I'd be donating my shoelaces to hang Scientologists right here. I fucking hate Scientologists. But that's our Scientology update. Yes, they're getting their ass whooped in France.
France has been increasingly inhospitable to groups it calls sects.
Yeah, no shit. So, yeah. I'm sorry, when the French are even standing up to you, you know you got a problem, okay? Tonight's subject is a virtual reality. In case you've been living under a fucking rock and you don't happen to know what virtual reality is, there's a site that gives you the complete and composite breakdown of everything you ever want to know about virtual reality. Now, there's other sites on the web about virtual reality, but this is a pretty good goddamn good one. It has all your. It takes you from VRML, takes you out to architecture,
that's
everything.
Pretty good.
Yeah, it's. Well, you surprised my fucking links are okay or what? Shut up, fool. No, but seriously, it's pretty cool, and there's a lot of shit there, so you can check that out. Now, can we go back to the thingy? Thank you. Now, virtual reality is kind of a buzzword. I mean, everyone's talking about.
It's been that way for years.
It has, you know, and I rented Lawnmower Man the other night, and that's where I got the idea to do virtual reality. And I remember it being really cool. You know, I remember when I saw it on IMAX.
Flying through the internet.
Fucking cool, man. Lawnmower Man. I thought
you
it was
saw it at the IMAX?
Yeah.
That
yeah,
been
the,
cool.
They, yeah, it was cool. It was cool back in the day when computer graphics wasn't everywhere to be seen, you know? Like, you don't want to see episode 2 and then go see Lawnmower Man. You'd be all let down and shit, right? Yeah, you'd be like, fuck, this is queer. So, you know, fucking gay. So, you want to take it easy with that shit. But what is virtual reality? Virtual reality is essentially one gigantic first-person shooter where you don't kill people, okay? And
everybody's peaceful. And we
everybody's
that,
peaceful and you fly around and do stuff. Now, I've never really had to look into what was involved with what the real difference between virtual reality and with the first person shooters. Because really, first person shooters to me is virtual reality.
It's a small step.
Seriously. Now the big thing is the major difference between the two, I think, is the headgear. Now, in the RC, we posted, and for those of you who aren't in there, www.stereo3d.com/hmd.html. Okay, this is the comprehensive head-mounted display site. Scroll down, and you will see that there is a composite of every single fucking head-mounted display ever made by man.
Since 1995, it has here, anyway.
Yeah, and they got 95, and they go even back further than that. And they got the new shit, they got the old shit. And they got the prices linked, everything you ever want to know. Now, this is very fat for wearables as well, because you'll get into wearables and augmented reality and all the rest of it. So this is a very, very fat link. It's one of my favorite pages for that. Now, when you... Like, getting back to, back in the day, I actually had a chance with CyberTech, TMC, who was in the IRC tonight, but since we don't have multiple computers up, I can't really tell if he's still here. But he actually had a chance to set me up with a VFX 1 playing Doom. Everyone remember? No? Oh, CyberTech's there, right on. Hey, man. We had a chance to fuck around with Doom.
Yeah.
It was actually really funny. We went to this place called CompuSmart in Brandon, Manitoba.
Yeah.
And they had one there with Doom on it. And he was like, oh, they have this configured wrong. So he walked up, cracked their password on the spot, locked in, changed all their settings, fixed everything, and then put the helmet on me. There's no fucking salesman around. We're in there fucking around with this gear, which at the time was like more than a grand.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, I'm sitting there in the dark, and they put that fucking, and it was shitty graphics. You're like, dude, it's like 640 by 480, like not even, it's just shit.
Garbage.
But dude, I'm here to tell you, when Doom came on, and I was in the hallway, and I could turn, and as my head turned, I was looking around.
That's the shit.
That was the sexiest shit ever. I mean,
you were there.
You were there. When you hear a noise behind you, motherfucker, it's behind you. And, you know how you see something, like a game, and you're looking at that game preview, and you're like, oh, my God, this could really be, this is crack. I probably shouldn't play this because, you know, I'll quit my job.
Lose your loved one.
My girlfriend will leave me. Guys, even with that really shitty setup, it was crack. Okay? That was the most addictive thing I have ever done in my life. I'm not kidding, okay? It was very, very sexy. Now, the VFX1 was made by a company called Fort, but they changed their name to these dudes called Imaging... blah, 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 blah. Here's the link in the RC. What the fuck is that?
Interactive Technology.
Yeah, Interactive Imaging Technologies. Very, very cool bunch of guys. Now, I went there and checked them out. Now, what happened was that they came out with the VFX1, which was the shit, okay? And that was a very cool component. And then they came out with the VFX 3D.
Yeah.
Okay. And then now they've come out with a whole series of different products. And very soon, I just got an email back from the guy about the X Viewer. Now you notice there that there's a wearable PDA with a monocular display called the Ice M1000, okay? Right now, that is available. You can purchase it. You can get it for $1,700. If you go back to the Word document there, Sim, you'll see that there's a link directly to all the specs that I put it in there. They make the... currently, their price on this thing if you check it out, is they don't give you the price on the website.
Of course, it's too low to quote.
It's too low to quote, but the price they want for it with the monocular display for the Ice M1000.
That's really small.
It's very sexy, yeah. Yeah. Considering it does 800 by 600, that's very sexy, yeah.
Usable.
Yeah, so, and their price for it is $1,700 right now, U.S.
That's not bad.
It's pretty fucking high considering you can get a Cybernaut, the new Cybernaut ones for like 16.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So they're saying that within a year, though, it should drop below a grand. Now, the sexy thing, though, is also on the site, you'll notice that they have the X Viewer. If you go around, you check back on the X Viewer. Now, these guys were pretty much the father of immersive, decent head tracking, all that shit. Now, head tracking is the art of looking left to right with your head, and the screen will shift as your head moves. Now, you go from the VFX 1, the VFX 3D, those are huge, and you look at the X Viewer, and it's this skinny little fucking thing, which is very, very cool.
Yeah,
and
that's nice.
And that actually unit there, they're saying that's going to come in at about $499, like less than the price of a monitor. No shit. So, very, very sexy. Very, very cool gear. Very happy about that. Now, not that I'm pimping interactive imaging systems, Hitachi just came out with another wearable PDA as well. So this kind of goes in with that. So you'll notice that the wearables with usually got monocular displays. And this is the Korean side. There's not that much shit going on here, but you can take a look at what it is. It gives you, good English sort of things going on.
Great little pictures.
You can navigate around here and look around with it. Wearable internet appliance is what they call it. Like, wow, can you make it sound more sexy than that? I mean, Jesus Christ.
Appliance. Man. I'm going to put this appliance on my head.
This is a wearable internet appliance. Put this on and have a happy fun date. You know.
God, it's making ice.
Give me a break. So it's very, very cool, though. But the fact is that head-mounted displays are coming way down in price. Now, that's very, very cool. Very, very cool. We're very happy about that.
What is this?
That's the actual unit. That's
so you, like, strap this to your back? Or
yeah, that's what fits in your pocket. The thing is, like, 3 inches by 4 inches.
Hard to tell.
Yeah.
How big
so
that thing is, like, your whole...
Essentially, you're looking at a rather big Palm Pilot that gives you a head-mounted display. Like,
this is 800 by 600 as well. Very nice.
Yeah. Now, the neat thing about the M1000 that was not that way about the Hitachi is that the M1000 has a little eyepiece on the PDA that you hold up to your eye, and you look through it, and you get a 20-inch screen, or you can go out to the monocle, and it goes from there. So it's kind of fucking cool. The guy's interactive imaging systems are pretty slick. And
so you've got this PDA pressed against your eye going...
you're looking through it like a doctor's thing. You're like, I see. But the thing is, it's like you're not trying to navigate on like a compact iPad screen.
Yeah.
Which is
so you get a huge screen.
So
like.
I'm thinking that I'll probably stay with the Palm OS... until, this wearable shit comes out.
Well, that's cool that the Palms are integrating with the...
No, they're not.
They're
that's
not?
Just, they're, that's just
oh.
it. Hear me out here. I said I'm going to stick with the Palm OS because, really, I don't need the shit that Windows CE does for me until... Because I just need a fucking something to keep track of my phone numbers, dude. Okay, until... these things get to a price point where I can start to use them. Oh, yeah, by the way, that M1000, yeah, that takes wearable and uses Internet Explorer 4.1. So that means that you can have this wearable be hanging out at a shop that's got wireless access, and you can be surfing the web, sitting there, drinking your fucking, whoop-ass.
Very nice.
Yeah, very, very slick. As a matter of fact, how wired do you want to be? You can be playing Quake with your wearable on. Okay, on a real desktop computer, and then have your wearable be accessing other data while you're there.
Very nice.
So, like, how many computers?
And this is an overlay, or it takes no.
That's a one eye. That's a monocular display, which is very sexy. I mean, like, we're talking about going from things the size of like video camera inputs to these little tiny rectangles, which is nice, nice, nice. Very happy about that.
And
the fact that the X Viewer is going to be coming in really cheap is cool too. Now. Akin with virtual reality is the concept of augmented reality. Now, anyone who's not really too sure about what augmented reality is all about is augmented reality is the overlay. That's when you have... This is very cool shit.
This is what to do with these things.
With the virtual reality. What it does is it gives you... you'd be looking at a room, and it turns you into fucking the Terminator is what it does. It gives you rectal overlay, friend or foe recognition. There's lots of people talking about leaving GPS coordinates in the air. When your computer goes by it, it lets you know. You can have virtual digital graffiti. You could be spray painting yourself. You could, like, when I look at you and I'm not wearing an augmented reality gear, you look like you. But if I'm looking at you with augmented reality gear, you could be wearing wizard robes or have a dragon sitting on your shoulder.
That's
okay,
right.
We're talking about some very, very sexy concepts here.
Perfect.
This
got the GPS hooked up and you got all your friends on these things, you can see them around town through buildings because you...
That's could, right. Yeah, you'd be able to see where they are. You'd be able to send up flares or I need to get picked up. You know, that's some very, very high-end bleeding-edge shit. Okay? And I'm here to tell you, you know, it's been a while. Like, the black shakes and everything had me, but I went home the other day and I set up a wireless area, a WAP, using a Linksys WAP. So I have I'm a Wi-Fi at home now. And
that's very cool. You can just go anywhere.
And I was sitting in bed, you know, surfing, checking email, you know.
Yeah.
And that was fucking slick. Me excited. You know, it kind of got me back into that new, hey, wait a minute, the internet is cool, you know, versus being a huge monkey on my back, which beats me with people who disagree with my opinions and then go out and make their own organizations that never work and fail. So, I mean, there's a lot of shit out there that, you know, it kind of made me a little bit excited again. Made me go, yeah, you know, maybe the shit is worthwhile. Maybe, you know, if enough of us, the young people, can get out there, young in mind, not ageist, you know, but if you get out there and handle this, there's another link we have on augmented reality as well. Post both of them?
Yep.
Okay, so augmented reality is also a huge, huge thing. Now, the thing that's stupid here is the picture in the CNN.com is a guy who has a virtual reality hookup and not an augmented reality. How do you tell the difference? If it's not see-through, it's not augmented reality, you fucking moron. Okay? Now, it could be possible that he's got two cameras broadcasting pictures to the inside of that, blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, I'm sorry. If you don't want your eyes to look like fucking raisins, okay, you're probably going to want to get a bit of... Now, there's something you need to bear in mind with virtual reality, which is a problem, which is where we get to see who's really leaked. Yes. And that is cyber sickness. And this is not yet another Sean Kay term. This is something that has happened. We have a link about cyber sickness. What it is it is the fact that people who are exposed to virtual reality environments, about 1 in 3... Okay, people who are exposed to virtual reality environments for an extended period of time get nauseous, seasick, they can't handle VFX1 helmets.
Oh,
they can't handle the web. You know what I mean?
Like people who read books in cars.
Yeah, exactly. I am blessed because I don't get motion sickness.
Neither do I.
I've gotten motion sickness like once. I think that's when I was reading on the zipper, and I was reading text on my VFX.
10 hot dogs.
And I had 10 hot dogs, and someone was kicking me in the nuts, and then I got sick. But no, seriously, it was like I'm really excited because there's no way that I will ever... I don't have a problem with this.
Pretty much all gamers will probably be okay, the 3D gamers.
Probably. Yeah. The hardcore 3D gaming crowd. But I think it's kind of cool that you're biologically preconditioned to be geared up for virtual reality. I mean, that's some fucking sexy shit, man.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. But cyber sickness is a reality. People get nauseous. But you know what's going to happen, though? The really hardcore dudes, it's not their fault. They'll overcome it. They'll mentally overcome it. That's a mental thing. Okay, they'll
force themselves.
They'll be chewing.
I must do this.
What do you do? I smoke some good ganja before I fucking go, and then I fly. You know, that's exactly what they're thinking. You know, so that is very, very cool that it's out there. So virtual reality, there is a lot of applications for virtual reality. And Lawnmower Man, which is a good movie, you should go check it out. Let's not lie.
Don't go crazy.
It's a bad movie. But it's got some neat ideas. The gist of the ideas in the film is that virtual reality is not new. It's accessing a dimension that alchemists and wizards have been accessing for years. And soon we can digitally transfer ourselves. Now, this is some really exciting shit at the time. You know, it's kind of...
Just like Tron.
Well, it's sort of like William Gibson, you know. Neat ideas, doesn't know shit about reality. But, you know, he has no hardware knowledge, but that's fine. You know, I mean, what's
the basis there?
Quote, what is bandwidth? William Gibson. So, unquote.
What is bandwidth?
Well, yeah, he didn't know what bandwidth was. Gibson. Gibson is not what we call technically accurate in his writing. Nice guy. You know, good guy. Local.
Needs a tech guy to help
local
him.
Local guy. Yeah, needs to get Neal Stephenson together with him and have a word with him. Anyone who's listening right now, if you hadn't read Neal Stephenson's Snow Crash, stop what you're doing right now. Put this program on pause. Go get Neal Stephenson's Snow Crash and read it, because it's the best goddamn cyberpunk book ever written. Next one next to that, unfortunately, is Islands in the Net, which I really enjoyed. And until that, maybe I'll write one, and then it'll be better than both of those mine.
Combined.
Yeah, that's right, because I'll be so great. Actually, I don't think I'll ever be able to rival Neil. I mean, Neil is the shit.
Yeah.
We should see if we can get an interview with Neil.
That'd be cool.
That'd be fucking cool. I mean, I'm sure he's probably busy.
Probably, yeah.
You know, but... After he wrote that, he wrote Cryptonomicon, which is all that crypto and shit, so you hardcore crypto nerds can go check that shit out. It's pretty neat stuff, though. Pretty neat stuff.
That's the recommended media, The Lawnmower Man?
The recommended media tonight is The Lawnmower Man. And for everyone out there also, you know, one of the things you can do to promote Rant Radio is to tell other people about Rant Radio. That's the best thing to do, okay? We're not trying to whore you, okay? But if quite often people want to start a t-shirt collection, they want to know what's going on. Quite often people like to walk around with a hacker shirt, okay?
Because yep. Got root.
Got root, all that good stuff. One of our guys, good guy, Nixter, has angryshirts.com, and he's put out another Rant Radio shirt, which we're going to post in the IRC.
Endlessly making graphics for everyone.
Now, the thing is, we don't actually make any money from the Rant Radio shirt, do we?
It's buying me a shirt. That's all it's doing.
Is that all it's doing?
Yeah.
You get a free shirt?
And yeah, so as soon as I get a free shirt, I'll just like stop making the money and take the money off of it. So it's just getting me a free shirt. It's a very cool shirt.
Is it? Okay, what does it say on it? It says Rant Radio, and then what?
Yeah, it says, I forget. We'll go there right now. Everyone, it's posted in the IRC. It's got really cool font, very kind of gothic
style
font.
Nothing better than cool font.
Obey your ears. Fighting corporate rule.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, and it's got the very cool R's back-to-back. Radio.
So you can wear that to the next 2600 meeting and get your name on a nice FBI mailing list.
That's right, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, there's something that happened the other day, which I'm going to go on about right now before we go any further, which is, now, everybody knows I went down to Seattle. I wound up in the Seattle Times over this fucking Mel's Hole thing. Everyone who's just tuned in for the first time, there was this thing on the Art Bell Show. This dude, this crazy motherfucker named Red Elk, said that, oh, yes, my brother, I'm going to be taking people down to go find this bottomless hole. And I'm like, bottomless hole? Fuck, count me in. So I grabbed the professor, and we fucked off down across the line, made it down there, no problem. We went and found this crazy dude, and if he's an Indian, I'm Mexican-American, because there's absolutely no fucking way this guy's an Indian. But anyway, we went down there, and he's crazier than a shithouse rat. He's going off about, oh, yes, and the tree people and inner earth, and you can walk inside of trees, and I'll teach you how to fly. And I'm like, motherfucker, you come near me, I'll show you how to fucking fly. So it's a, can you fly,
buddy? He pushes people off cliff, you fall on the ground. Someone here does not believe.
I'm sorry, it's not on. So, I mean, he was an okay guy. He's crazier than a shithouse rat, but he was an okay guy. Now, the thing is, that was all cool on the way down there. I've always been into the occult. Anyone who doesn't know that, I've always digged the occult stuff. I always want to go ghost hunting and shit like that. That's why I write horror stories, la, 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 la. I've got a real soft spot for it. I think it's cool. So, I've always wanted, originally, I wanted to be a parapsychologist when I was, 12, after I saw Ghostbusters. Then I realized that to be a parapsychologist really sucked. You had to go to school. You never made any money. It really licked.
A lot of learning.
And I'm like, fuck that. I just want to go get a positron light glider and kick some ass. But they don't give those out.
Damn.
So I was pissed off about it. And on the way down there, we got the film shit, and we got everything going. I think, well, let's make an organization. Yeah, I'll make up an organization. That'll be fun.
That's funny.
You know, you'd think one of these days I'd fucking learn. And so we cooked this thing up called PARA. I made it up on the fly. It was called the Paranormal Advanced Research Association. And we started thinking about it. I'm like, yeah, we could have, distributed investigation. People can make PARA teams, and they can go find the supernatural shit. Because everybody knows ghost stories. Everybody knows somebody knows a ghost story. Why don't we fucking hunt this shit down? Because quite honestly, I think that some of these ghosts are actually mean. I think they're bad.
Put these stories to rest.
I think
kill
some,
the ghosts.
No, I think some of these fucking supernatural things could be a menace, man. I think that the forces beyond our control are out there. H.P. Lovecraft style. I think they're out there to kick ass. That's what I think it is. So anyway, that was my angle. And we get down there, and this guy comes up to me, and he goes, who are you? And I'm on the Paranormal Advanced Research Association. Really, what do you do? We go out and look for hard data based on the occult and supernatural. We don't wander around with crystals. We're walking around with shotguns, and we're looking for the supernatural. We're going to film it. We're going to find it, and we'll kill it and put it in a cart and sell it to the Smithsonian. Well, what do you intend to do with all the supernatural stuff you find? We put it on eBay. That's it. It's going on eBay. We're here to make money. We are video mercenaries right here. If the Smithsonian wants to buy it, they can get it off fucking eBay as well. Fuck them. Right?
Bid like everyone else.
And who are you? He said, I'm with Seattle Times. And I'm like, fuck.
God damn it.
God damn this shit. So I figured, okay, well, I'm in for penny, in for pound. Got to keep it up, right? Because if you're caught in a lie, well, fuck you, may as well keep going.
Why not?
Why not?
Have fun with it.
We carried on, and walked around the mountainside with a bunch of these fucking Huna Huna X-Files watching bad robe motherfuckers. And we are sitting back, and, after a whole lot of nothing and not finding shit, wandering around the cold, I said, fuck this, and we left.
Where's this hole now, you speak of?
Everything's cool. Until the phone rings. Ring, ring. Hi. Hello. Sean, this is, what the fuck was her name, April or some shit, from the CBC. CBC is Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. Oh, hello. Yeah, I saw your article in the Seattle Times. Did you now? Yeah, we'd like to do a story on Basic Black nationwide in Canada on CBC. Would you now? That's fantastic. So I'm in for penny and for pound. I wanted to run para, but I got shit going on the side. I wasn't really ready to do it. So I hang up the phone. It's 10 o'clock. I'm like, God damn it. So after that point, I went out, and in the next five hours, I'm not kidding, we acquired paranormal.ca. We made a website, www.paranormal.ca. You can go there. Find spelling mistakes and email them to me, because I guarantee you there's a ton of them on the fucking site because I wrote it in 5 hours. Now, I wrote the text, but who did I get to do it? Nixter. That's why I'm sucking Nixter's cock for these shirts, because Nixter did this fucking website up in, like, lickety-split time. I thought this was pretty fucking cool for a guy who cranked this out in about half an hour. We got a pair of videos, and we offer a subscription service. Are we trying to make money? Fuck yeah, we're trying to make money. You bet. I'm trying to cash in on the Art Bell crowd. What are you, out of your fucking mind? You betcha.
They're crazy, and they'll spend money.
They're crazy, and they'll spend fucking money. So that's essentially what's happening with paranormal.ca. That's kind of most of that's, we're working with Professor Pictures, which is with Professor Scott Harker. It's really his site, his deal, his gig. Okay, all I am is one of the guys who goes around and hunts the supernatural. So don't go thinking it's my thing. It's not, okay? It's all the professors. So it's a lot of fun. And, fuck, this channel is full! Of course this channel is full, Breaker One. What are you kidding?
Are you joking?
So the thing that's really funny is what Nixter did. I phoned Nixter to tell him my situation. He starts laughing at me. He's like, dude, how does this happen to you, man? You just depressed, follow you around and shit? You open up your fridge to get some cornflakes and fuck, there's a reporter in there. You know, seriously, man. The media's there, you know? So this is what's happening. This is what we're doing. So anybody who's got supernatural shit, you can email report@paranormal.ca and let us know. And what we're going to do is next Saturday, this is going to be airing on CBC. So anyone who wants to get onto CBC, I think it's about noon Pacific Standard Time.
Around there.
Basic Black is the program. And if you want to hear me, just go in there and just having a good time. It's just, it's hilarious.
So it wasn't on this Saturday?
No, it wasn't on this Saturday. It's next Saturday.
Okay,
so,
okay. I thought I missed it.
And I'll try to record it anyway. Play it on the show so you can hear what I said about this fucking guy. I thought it was pretty funny that all this kind of happened. I don't want everybody getting all psycho and flame warring me. Because you know what? The next motherfucker who gets into a flame war with me, I'm just going to nuke. I don't really care. My flame warring days are over. Okay, I've had my time, and, well, I'm just not doing it anymore. So let's get moving right along. Scroll up. Make sure I missed anything. Another guy who's done a lot of graphics for me is No Deal. And No Deal has got a new website called artpolitik.org. Now, No Deal has always been one of these very politically motivated artists. And let's be real. Art is one of the few last bastion platforms where we can actually stand up and make a statement about art that we can put up and people see, and in a matter of seconds it gets snapshotted right into their mind. This is what he said about Art Politik. Over the past few months, I've gathered a group of artists together in order to form a political social art group called Art Politik. Hence, artpolitik.org. Our goal is to provoke thought and challenge views through our craft. We currently are 10 members strong and have just completed work to find themselves on our first themed release, Censorship, which will be available for public viewing on Wednesday of the week of the 15th day of May. This site will also feature forums to visitors to communicate with the group and debate political social issues. Wow, you actually set up a forum for debate? Dude, are you out of your fucking mind? Man, that's going to be like... Okay, yeah. Well, whatever. If you guys want to nothing, you know, kind of like arguing on the internet is like running in the Special Olympics. Even if you win, you're still a retard.
Yep.
You know, so I personally just, I'm not really into that myself.
These pictures are awesome.
Yeah, they have.
They are so awesome.
Very fucking cool art, though. Artpolitik.org. No Deal has got huge talent. Like, fucking flexing talent. And if you want to have a screensaver that's not just a bunch of, you know, faggot CGI images, put this shit up and, you know.
It's cool and it says something.
It's cool and it says something. And more than that, you've got an anti-Scientology one in there that kicks some.
Yeah,
Scientology kills? Yeah. Very nice. And that way, if you're, your
killed
boss,
and soon to be killed.
Yeah, and if your boss is going to give you shit, well,
go for it all the way.
He'll think twice because he's like, ooh, this is very political stuff. Ooh. I don't really know. Very, very cool site, No Deal. So, shouts No Deal. Everyone who's listening, if artpolitik.org, www.artpolitik.org, go there. At least, even if you just show up, make him comment in the form that you were there. Let him know he's there. Let him know that whether or not you even may not agree with what he's doing, he's a very cool guy. And, I mean, really, guys, like, quit fucking whining that you haven't done anything wrong, because quite often you haven't said much of anything. And even though I may not agree with a lot of these guys, even the guys who flame me, even the guys who beat the shit out of me and fucking scream this and scream that, you know, at least maybe they're making a statement. At least they give a fuck.
They're listening. They're caring enough.
They're being destructive, but at least that's action. I mean, there's so many people that are just so fucking apathetic. I mean, you know, maybe the people who would, you know, be, instead of ripping me apart or trying to ass fuck me or, you know, take away my organization.
Make a song hacking Sean.
Things like that. Make a song hacking me or say, make the I Think Sean Sucks song. You know, there's a madman living in Waco. I don't fucking know. But don't just sit there and like, do something positive. And that's what these guys are doing. So if you want to get involved there, make a statement. If you agree with it, great. If you don't, great. But at least it makes you think and you can talk about it and talk about it rationally. Don't just fucking rip each other apart. That's bullshit, man. That's what they want. Because, you know, if they divide all of us, we'll be easier to fucking put into the camps, won't we? Won't we? You know? And that's something to think about. Digital baptisms tonight! Dun, 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 dun. Yes, it's true. We have two digital baptisms tonight.
Are they in the house? Let's see.
Doesn't really matter. I'm going to digitally baptize them, and if they're here, great. If not, then that's okay, too. Heckler, you are now known as Dragool. You may be wondering where I got Dragool from. Dragool is from a Max Headroom episode, because there was a guy named Dragool who ran the censorship committees. And it's called Dragool's Censor. So very, very cool. So Heckler, you are now known as Dragool. Okay, and the other guy who we're going to be giving out tonight is CakeHacker69. CakeHacker69 is now known as Root Word. Only all the O's are zeros. So If you want to know CakeHacker69, your official handle is now Root Word. Only all the O's are zeros. You like that? Kind of a predicate thing.
That's amazing.
I am Root Word. So I thought that was a pretty cool name, actually. Mm-hmm. How many there are out there. So they are. Very cool. And in closing tonight, I would like to say that you are free to copy this program any way you see fit. You are able to distribute this freely to anyone you want to. You're able to give it to people you don't know. You can record it, remix it, do whatever you like with it. Except for the music that we played, because I think that's copywritten. But
I think it is, yeah.
Yeah, but you can distribute that anyway. Who gives a fuck? But anything to do with me, you can do whatever you like with, because, well, I'm the world's first open source celebrity. And if you want to get in touch with us, you can get Sumerian at
info@rantradio.com.
Or you can get me at theman@rantradio.com. If you want to give me feedback, if you're across the pond listening to this somewhere in Europe, UK, I'd love to hear from you. If you got anything you want me to talk about, rant about, you got information that you want to get out to the world, to the internet, and record on the archive shows so that we can distribute it for you. We do have people that are listening. More information, one person I would like to try to get behind, so in case anyone is wondering, is this David Smith guy. I think the guy, David Smith, got fucked, and you know what? I'm going to try to send the guy stuff as soon as we don't have an address for the guy yet, but you know what? Every show, I'm going to try to, because this guy isn't just a hacker, okay? He's also an artist. We play his music here.
He's
on an
awesome industrial artist.
In that rant that I did, that's his music behind the rant. Okay, and we did that, and I want to make sure that people understand that, well, fuck Sean, whatever, you're just rallying. Yeah, you know what, some people make mistakes. I've made mistakes, okay, and the dude said sorry. His life has been fucking hell for the last little while, and I don't mean to sound like a broken record here, guys, but the guy got fucked, okay?
And if you're in jail, you'd probably want somebody to be supportive outside.
You're in a pretty dark place right now. Well, what about Skip Radio? Well, I fucking kick band Skip Radio, and yeah, you know what, I made a mistake too. But I don't think this is the case right here. I don't think that I'm just going to fucking roll over and just stick my head in the sand because, you know, you fuck up once. Okay, so I think he would probably appreciate it if he didn't think the internet forgot about him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just me, though. So that's what I'm doing. I don't give a fuck if anybody else does it. I don't really care. But that's what I'm doing. Anybody else who wants to come along, I'm going to be fucking putting updates on them because, well, it's my fucking show. And you don't like it? Log the fuck off. All right. So other than that, that's pretty much it.
There's some new Wog the Gathering cards, but nobody can see them because Neuralize gave them to me 5 minutes before the show.
So, can't see them right now.
Well,
next week.
I want to see them.
Yeah, well, I'll show you after the show so people don't listen to nothingness.
Well, that's really gay. Sorry, guys.
And also, I'll be down at the APOC Tigma Berserk show on Saturday in Seattle if anybody wants to come meet me there. And
Op Tigma Berserk, who's very cool.
We play them on their station. They rock B-Born Baton as well.
Cake.
It's playing down there.
You missed the last 45 minutes. You suck. You suck. You were renamed.
Tomorrow.
Okay, you were renamed, Cake. Your name is now Root Word. Instead of O's, it's zeros. What are you thinking? How'd you do that?
Up.
Oh, really?
You can, like, go through everything you've said.
Wow, that's really cool. I didn't
know
that. Yeah, that's neat. Fuck. Anyway, I just learned something. All right, guys. So thanks for tuning in. Jeez, we got a full channel. Let's go through the IRC and see who's stuck around.
Right. Yeah.
And thanks for sticking around, guys, even though this show is a big clusterfuck. We're sorry about that. Okay, let's see. Starting at the top, we got Smokehouse, Abadudi, African Love Turtle, and his mom, Mrs. African Love Turtle, Under the Binary, Oral Sex, Botweiler, the rabid Star Wars fan, Case, Kleincoms, Countersink, Crow T Robot, Cybertech TMZ, Yo, dude, Dr. Zodiac, Disturbed, Dr. Casey, Notion, Frozen Fox, Gorka, Griffin, Hybrid Theory, Id Fungus, K16, Leshek, Lentium, Live, Mr. Echo, No Deal, Necros, Neuralize 2, Sarah Goblin, hi Sarah Goblin, Sir Dark, Soab, So Fucking Retarded, Sparky, Spitzkoff, Dowdy Cheese, The Bug, Temper Knight, Tree Lane, Trelane. Where do I know that name from? Trelane. Trotsky's Ghost, Trunk Monkey, Type X, Vampire This Morning, Pyro, GM Martin, Lady Wolf, Amberfoil, Breaker One, Duel, Ezrek, Journeyman, Pyra, Root Gourd, and Renegade CSR. Now, one of the things that I'm really pissed off about is, you know what, a little while back, I put a big cry out saying, I want some sexy photos. You know?
Got a couple.
If I'm going to be an internet radio god, I need some sexy photos of our listeners. Now, if you're not sexy, I don't care. Okay, Photoshop your head on some porn queen's body and send me that. I just need to have something sexy so they go, Jesus Christ, John, what is that? Nothing, honey. That's one of the listeners. That looks like Sylvia Saint. No, you see text at the bottom? Yeah, that's Templar Knight. I know it looks like Sylvia Saint, but it's actually Templar
Knight.
See
the beard? Yeah.
Wasn't he a big guy? Looks like Jason? No. He looks like Sylvia Saint. So that's how it works. So somebody send me some sexy pictures of themselves. I need some log porn. All right. Anyway, hey, guys, be cool. Thanks for listening. And always remember, where you come from is gone. Where you thought you were going to, weren't ever there. And where you are ain't no good unless you can get away from it. So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you found, and you're scared shitless 'cause